Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about if a man and a woman have relations, sleep together, the woman becomes pregnant, and the man says he's not ready for a child, is she at fault for still having the child? We're going to get into it. Now, it is so unfair and irresponsible for a man to just go out, have sex, not protect himself, and then when the consequences of his bad actions come, not saying that a child is, you know, negative or anything, but it's a consequence and it's negative because he doesn't want a child. So you would think that a person that does not want a child would make sure they do not have a child. Why does the burden fall on the woman to be on birth control? Why does the burden fall on the woman to go get an abortion? And men and even some women like to say, oh, he told her what it was before, she should have went and got an abortion. People act like abortion is just going to the grocery store. Like abortion is like something fun. Like it's traumatic. Some people go crazy after having an abortion. You can't just go and have an abortion. I mean, both ways, like a plan B pill. You don't even know what these pills are. You don't even know the long-term effects of taking this pill. And you pop, like, why are we having sex with people that we don't want to have a child with? If we're just having sex for fun, then the woman should be on some type of contraceptive and the man should be wearing some type of protective measures. Like, why are we out here being irresponsible and then wasting money getting plan B, getting birth control, getting abortions? And then let's say he said he doesn't want a child. She's supposed to have an abortion. Is he paying for the abortion? Is he paying? Like, this is so fucked up, where we live in a world where a man thinks it's okay to sleep around unprotected. Well, I'm not going to be in a child's life, so you might as well go get an abortion. Are you paying for the abortion? Are you paying for it? Then a lot of men, that like, why are women on birth control? A woman can only be pregnant once. She can maybe have twins, triplets, but you know what I'm saying? It's like winning a lottery, the chances of her having multiple children. But a man can impregnate 365 women a year or more. He can have hundreds of children. So why are women's bodies being policed? Why are women on birth control? And why isn't there a birth control for men? And I had asked this question online on a forum, and the response was horrible. Men were saying, when they come out with something that's, you know, safe, then we'll do it. Well, birth control's not safe for women, but you want her to do it, though. It's just not making sense to me. If you don't want kids, go and have a vasectomy. It's that simple. It's an irreversible procedure. If you want to have kids in the future, then you can just go get it reversed. But if you don't want kids now, you know that you're irresponsible and you're not going to wrap up and you're going to sleep with people that you don't want to be with or don't see yourself raising a child with, why would you go and do that? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just go and get a vasectomy? Why does the burden fall on the woman? Every woman doesn't want to go have an abortion. Every woman doesn't want to go kill a child. Like, that's just crazy to me why this is even a topic or a conversation. And then, you know, you bring the child into the world and they're raised and brought up and birthed into and born into an unfortunate situation. And then men are talking about child support. Like, that's the least. That's the least that you can do. And then you barely bring in any money, or you don't have a legitimate source of income. So what child support are you paying? Those are more consequences for the negative actions that you took by not wrapping up when you went and did what you did. So, I mean, that's just my take on it. I feel like men should go get vasectomies. I believe they're covered under insurance. They're reversible. But a woman, they don't really tie tubes anymore. They burn them. That's not as reversible as a man getting a vasectomy. So that's the easiest thing to do. That makes the more logical sense, because most of these men don't want to have children anyways. They just want to have unprotected sex. Like, diseases and shit ain't out here anyways, but that's beyond me. But stop trying to police women's bodies. Tell them to take substances and shit that they shouldn't be taking. I can't wait for them to come out with a pill where a man can pop a plan B. I can't wait, because you don't know the long-term effects of this. Like, I know some women that pop them on a monthly basis, and it's like, you don't know the long-term effects of this. And why are you keep sleeping with somebody who you don't want a child with? And why do you keep running to the abortion clinic? Like, I mean, we all have choices, you know what I'm saying? But just to keep doing that, that's crazy. It's crazy to me. It's crazy. I'm just speechless. But anyways, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and I just had to vent that.